The toffee man is told from the point of view of April, who is 10 years old, and you probably noticed that I'm considerably older, so I'll try and do her justice. But this is the first time that I've ever read any of my own work in public, so I usually have the security of other people's words. So please bear with me. But it's set in the summer of 1969, after the moon landings, and I shall go straight ahead. Mum was away last night, but she's coming back this morning. I made the breakfast. I like making the breakfast. I made toast and I made cornflakes and milk, and Dad gave me some money to go get juice and coffee. I made it nice. I made all the boys sit up properly and not make a mess. Everyone complains when you make rules, but rules are very important. My teacher said that. She told me that everything would get broken if you didn't have rules, and I can see that. She said rules help you think about things, so you can solve problems in science. She said it takes a genius to break the rules, and that's how we make progress. When I'm older, I might be a genius. I like to make rules about the spoons, and I like them to be shiny. You should put the cornflakes in the bowl, and people should put the milk on when they are sat at the table and ready to eat. You can't keep getting up and down from the table and running round, or they'll get soggy. You can't always explain this to the kids, but they've got to try, and you have to remind them quite often. Today is going to be very warm and sunny. It said so on the radio. It's going to be a warm summer, and that's good because we've got a long holiday and we'll all be at home. We can go for walks and I can help Mum. It can be hard work keeping things tidy. We have a big table now, and the kitchen is all the way around it. The front door is in the middle of the wall, and past that is the back of the settee with Mum and Dad's armchairs either side, and that's where we watch telly. The armchair on the door side belongs to Mum, unless she wants a settee or Dad's chair when he's away. Anyway, she sits anywhere she likes. She has a record player in the window seat behind her main chair. She used to work in a record shop, and she has a lot of records. She knows them all by heart, and I do too. I like it when she sings them. Sometimes she makes up her own words and we laugh. And sometimes she tickles me when I'm singing, and it's a test to see if I can still remember the words. And that's really good fun. She is very careful and very strict about her records. They mustn't get scratched. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is allowed to touch Mum's record player or her records. When it's sunny, I like the door to be open. It makes everything feel clean and happy, and I have opened it today. But now the boys are being too tempted to go out and play. Their cornflakes are getting soggy because they aren't concentrating. They want to take their toast outside. Well, they can, but I need to scrape it first. I burnt it. Toast is hard to make. You have to keep an eye on it and concentrate. You can't leave it under the grill for too long. It might be a bit irresponsible to let them take their toast outside when you're meant to be in charge, but I quite like to do that myself, so I know what they mean. If they have their drink first, they can. Running in and out of the house with orange juice and toast can get messy, and someone has to clean it up when it gets spilt. I tried to kiss them before they went out to play. I read about it in a book, and it makes them behave themselves more. The trouble is, boys don't always like to get kissed. Boys are different from girls. They don't like reading, they don't like school, and they don't care about shiny spoons. Mum said they don't get no different when they grow up. But Dad says that is a good thing, that I'm clean and tidy around the house, and he shouts at her about the mess and says she's a mess. I think it makes her sad. She says it's easy for me. I'm not at home all day, and one day I'll know. I do some cleaning as much as I can, and I surprise her sometimes, but I don't think she notices. She doesn't say anything. She soon notices if I don't. After breakfast, I will polish all the knives and forks and spoons so they are very shiny, and she should notice when she gets back. It will be like treasure. Probably That is why my brothers prefer my mum making breakfast, because she really doesn't mind. Only if you bother her or say you don't want anything, then she gets upset. You might get a slap round the head, and once she's decided that you will get a slap round the head, no matter how long you stay out of her way, you get what's coming to you. My dad is not my real dad. He told me. Mum told me first, but I didn't tell him that. He told me things that you should only tell grown-ups, really, but I said I am very grown-up for my age. He said that, like a little woman. He told me that I'm much nicer than my mum. I wish he didn't. It's quite scary, really, because I think my mum would be really upset about that. So I have to be really careful not to tell her. I think he doesn't always think about the nice side of her. She has been really unhappy because Granddad was ill, and now he's dead. She's gone to his funeral and won't even see him one last time. Neither will I. Granddad didn't like Dad from the first day he set eyes on him. Mum says if she knew then what she knows now, but you make your own bed and you have to lie on it. It's funny when she says things like that, because she doesn't make the beds very much. And anyway, what if you're not in your own bed? I know it's silly to think about that, because it's complicated. You have to remember to say the right thing, because everyone gets very upset, and everything could get really bad, and I mean really bad. Even Dad said that. You can use shiny spoons like spy mirrors. I've been watching Dad in the other corner, but I've got my back to him. I'm pretending to inspect the spoons while I shine them with the tea towel. It's like he's in a crystal ball in the future, twisted in space. He's reading the paper in his chair. He never takes much notice of anyone or anything, except yesterday. I know he always listens, and he is watching me quite a lot. It's not easy to think of what to say. He's been away quite a lot. He says the village is full of fucking sissies and snobs, and I should be careful that I don't get like that. It's not easy to get it right. Mum said he had to get used to the new life. I know what he means, because it's really different to the people at the caravan site, but we can't go back. It's gone now. He wasn't with us when we first lived there, so people still have to get to know about him. Dad fucked me last night. He said he did. He asked me if I loved him, and I said yes. Well, I thought he would tell me off if I said no. But then he hurt me. He nearly choked me. I want to tell Mum when she comes home, and I think she'll tell him not to. She wants me to tell her if my fanny hurts, if it bleeds, because that means I'm starting. Well, it is, and I feel a bit sick. I don't know how to say it to her. He said, if I tell anyone, he'd go away to the prison again. She really would be upset, and we really will be in a mess. I had a wash this morning, and I stopped bleeding. It was only a bit. Fanny blood is different to your other blood. It's sticky, and it tastes really salty. When the sun shines on the spoon, it makes a strong reflection. So strong that it can reach the other side of the room, and you can make it shine on what you want, and you can make it dance. It looks like magic, but it's not. It's just something about science. And I can do some science things. My teacher showed me that. It all depends, but my mum gets interested when I explain it to her. But it all depends, really. This is a very important year for mankind, and I don't want anything to spoil it. Man has landed on the moon, and science made it happen. Well, people did science and made it happen. I would like to go to the moon, but I want to be a detective. My teacher said that I am very good at solving problems, which is how you do science. I think there will be problems on the moon that need solving. In fact, there are lots of interesting problems in the whole universe. I would like to be the first person to be the moon detective. I made a sign. April Smart Moon Detective Agency. I wish my mum had called me another name, like Lucy or Jane. No one else is called April that I know. She said it was the right name because I was born in April, but that doesn't make it the right name. Lots of people are born in April. She said she just couldn't think, and it was right at the time, and that's that. It's just up to your parents. Her name is Hope, and she says it doesn't suit her either. Well, I think it does. I want my mum to come home. I just want her to come home. We could sing for a bit, and then I could go out to play. I promise you, God, I won't tell. Today would be a bad day to tell her I'm feeling sick and I've been bleeding. She's just had a funeral. I could write a prayer about it. I could do that. Perhaps you could tell her when she does her prayers. I'm wiping the table and Dad is watching me. I can't think of what to say. I don't want to look at him. I don't want him to ask me anything. I want the table to be shiny. Fucking mother. She makes such a fucking song and dance about it. I don't like it when he says fucking. I know what it really means. I get the things to clean the telly and I want it to be nice for Mum. When I'm cleaning the carpet, I push the carpet sweeper toward him like a sword. I don't feel scared. I wore my trousers today. He said he's not my real dad, so it's like I'm his girlfriend. I will never have a boyfriend like him. He asked me to make a cup of tea and tried to pull my hand, and I pulled it back. I went to put the kettle on and tried to keep busy until Mum gets home. I read my book and write my prayers at the table, and I'm hiding them in my book of planets. And I can hear Mum, I can hear her. The boys are shouting and running up the path to the gate, and I want to shout and run too, but I think I better put the kettle on again so the tea is fresh for her. They all come squashing through the door and I feel like laughing and crying all at once. Mum has lots of bags that Matthew, Mark and Luke are carrying. They dump them inside the door in the kitchen and start asking for their presents. Mum's uncle has sent lots of sweets and toys for us kids. I try to smile at my mum, but she is carrying John, cuddling him, and is putting his hands over her face and she can't see me. She goes and sits in the chair. I try to stop the boys from emptying all the bags. Matthew kicks me and Mark is laughing and they grab some sweets, really sly, and run outside. Luke goes and sits by Mum. I make Mum a cup of tea. No one even mentions it when I go upstairs. I stabbed a hole in the wall with my pen through the plaster and post my prayers into it. And I put my books against it so no one can see it. They're talking about Grandad's will when I go out the front door, and I can hear Mark and Matthew round the corner of the house sorting out sweets. I've got my planet book and sit on the wall outside the gate on the crossroads. I quite like sitting on the crossroads. It can be really busy, but most of the time it's not. I sit on the wall around the corner with the small electricity house. It's easy to climb up and put one leg on either side because it's got a smooth, rounded top and it's warm from the sun. And you can rest your book on the wall or hold it up. It's safer to do that because you don't slip off. I meet lots of people here and I like saying hello and smiling. I can show them about planets if they want, even though some people really don't have time for that. Today I smell. I know I do. I smell of Dad. I smell of burning tyres and whiskey and old petrol and manky milk and cigarettes and pilchards and shit sweets and spray polish, and it feels like that's what I'm made of. It makes me feel sick. I close my eyes and it's like the wind is hands that wash everything bad from you so you don't remember it so much. My legs were feeling weak and they hurt a bit, but they feel safe around the wall and it makes me cry. I can't help it. And I'm crying quite a lot, actually. I hold my book up to my face like a posh lady on a quiet horse and I'm reading it. I will be the best moon detective ever.